Rahui Papa is with us. We often go to Rahui and we're trying to find out things about Tainui and the Kingitanga. King Tuheitia has actually disbanded the role of his primary orator, Te Toki, and is distributing the function amongst a group of hand-picked talent from all the iwi of Tainui. Rahui Papa with us today to explain. Thanks for joining us. Rahui te rahui.
Kia ora te o ngā mihi.
Ai, ngā mihi o te tauhou. Rahui, what's behind this?
So, the whakaro is that it actually it's grown bigger than just one person or a couple of people. It's really about succession planning. It's really about bolstering our marae and the paepae on our marae. We've got wonderful cooks and bread makers and hāngi diggers, but we find that our paepae are quite isolated when it comes to both wahine and tāne. And so this is a drive to be able to bolster. You know, we have the saying, ka tika a muri, ka tika a mua, and so we have to fulfill the a mua part.
How long has it been that there has been a principal or primary orator on behalf of the Kingitanga?
Since all of the times, you know, we had He Ngare Tū Whangai, but when we had He Ngare Tū Whangai, we had a whole paepae with Pumi Taitua, with Ruakupa, with Waia Mauri o Hoho, Tui Adams and the like. And now we've found that actually the one person for the role is really taxing on one person. It's an aim to share the load, really, and to different ones for different kaupapa. For example, if there's a sports kaupapa, then you take a sports person. If there's a political kaupapa, then you take a political person. You know, the right fit for the right kaupapa.
Some who had, you know, perhaps been proud of the work they were doing in that role as the king spokesperson primary, are they feeling aggrieved that the net has been cast wider?
Yeah, very much so. So we've got our kaumātua there, and we're asking our kaumātua to guide and support the up-and-coming generations. We're actually in the generation, Dale, where their parents were hit at school for speaking Māori, and so te reo Māori was a deterrent in the homes. And so we're in that sort of generation gap at the moment. And now with the kohanga reo and the kura kaupapa graduates, we're finding that there's a real renaissance of te reo Māori. And so we're asking our kaumātua to guide and support our up-and-coming paepae so that we grow a bigger pool. And that's really the crux of the kaupapa. It's growing the pool. So we have different ones at different capacities to be able to bolster and support not only our marae, but the iwi and the kingitanga as well.
Ka pai, what's your role, Rahui? Because you seem to be a pretty good spokesperson for the Kingitanga and for Tainui matters. Are you King Tuheitia's 2IC?
Tainui, really.
It's interesting. And so what about this transferal of knowledge? Because when it comes to matters, Māori institutional knowledge is so valuable. You can have great skills with our orel and the like, but you develop the connections that are used and referred to over time. So what role those older guys and wahine to transfer the kōrero to our emerging kai kōrero?
Yeah, so that's a real key issue. We've got programs already within Waikato Tainui called Te Pai Kaka, and other programs to really reinvigorate those kōrero. But the kaupapa here is about getting out and being a face and being seen. And with that lived experience comes wisdom. That's the hope anyway.
You've been around the traps for a long time, brother. What do you make of the talents and the emerging skill sets of those who will take up these roles in the years ahead?
Oh, look, I'm really excited. I'm really excited because there's a new generation now with the, you know, the Kohangareo graduates and the Kura Kaupapa Māori graduates. They're growing up actually in a bilingual world. The idea is that you can walk out of a boardroom and onto a paepae and feel just as comfortable about espousing the aspirations of the people, of the kingitanga and of the tribe. And I'm really excited because we've got some real awesome talent. We've got, you know, lawyers, doctors. We've also got the road workers and those guys that have different experiences in different ways and will be able to portray those different professions in our kōrero as well.
Interesting. This little piece of information that we're working from, and I've been cautious to speak of particular names who, you know, might have assumed a role that aren't there anymore, but the mahi's going to be distributed at function amongst a group of hand-picked talent from all the iwi of Tainui. Who's picking the talent? Are you involved in that rōpū? Who will identify who you would like to step forward and be a kai kōrero for Kingi Tuheitia?
Yeah, very much so. So at the Pōhara Pōkai, we called hui together. That included the current toki. And so Brad has been doing it for 2 or 3 years. And absolutely, those ones that are all already being seen, and the up-and-coming ones, you can see the pool of talent that is coming together. And so we're going to have successive hui, especially leading up to Koro Neihana, to really have a chat with them, to support and to really train the next cohort, really, of able kōrero and karanga to be part and parcel of the machinations of the iwi. And that's going to be really important. So they not only get the wealth of knowledge that is there with our kaumātua and those of us that have been around for a wee while, but you also get a fresh look and you get some fresh kōrero that is coming through. And that is an indication of a living paepae.
Who made the decision to sack Brad? Or has he not been sacked? Will he still retain a role as a spokesperson for, just not the the single orator role? Who came up with the idea of, again, widening the rōpū and focus?
Yeah, so there's no one's been sacked. Brad is actually part and parcel of the design of this. And the whakaaro was, is that really, our people are pressured into a number of different hats and a number of different roles, and that makes them somewhat unavailable at times. And so there's a need to have a wider pool so that you can pick different ones for different kaupapa, and it eases the pressure off the shoulders of just one person. And that's the idea, you know, yeah, the tuataki tiri sort of philosophy about picking a pool of able tāne and able wahine to be able to support at different times and really take the pressure off just one person.
Well, it's been nice catching up with you again. Thanks a lot, Rahui. I know you mentioned Pōhara, and you know, I used to speak quite regularly with Willie about different developments down there. When he was doing farming work, he seems to be spending more time down Raukōkere of late. Any other updates, developments from down on the Hokianga for you guys, Rahui?
Yeah, so just a couple of years ago, Willie and our cousin Tammy led the development of our papakāinga. What we're looking at now is expanding that into kaumātua housing. We're looking to emulate that papakāinga around different areas, especially in our homeland, so that and we're trying to create some employment for those ones that live there. One of the ideas was that you bring a whānau, so a mama, a papa, and the tamariki, so that you can hear the chatter of the children, and actually our papakāinga is thriving and alive, and so too, as a result, is our marae. So You know, absolutely fantastic initiatives from the brother, from Willie and Tammy and co, and really just trying to invigorate the communities at home.